back down to your slides. Salvation brings us the gift of spiritual sight. That's Acts 26:18. But how do we learn how to focus on God? And that really is the essence of this lesson, learning how to focus on God. And that takes us to Isaiah 33. So turn back in your Bibles to Isaiah 33. In the next slide, you see, we're going to start back in verse 14, and I want to tie it to something in your life. So I'm still turning there. So Isaiah 33. And look what it says in verse 14. Who's going to dwell with the devouring fire? Who shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? He who walks righteously speaks uprightly. But what is this consuming fire? What is that supposed to mean and impact my life? Well, look back at the slide and there's a reference there. Isaiah 33, 14 to 17 reminds us of one of the daily desires Jesus has for us. Matthew 6, 9 is what we call the Lord's Prayer. Now, all of you have that memorized. So right there, looking at that slide, let's start saying it together. You ready? Most of you have recited this in church or in Sunday school or around the table, or you just know it, okay? So right there, those of you especially in the classroom, come on, I want you right now to be unafraid. Just start saying it with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, what? Hallowed be thy name. Okay, look up. Think about this. Jesus says in Matthew 6, 9, after this manner pray ye. The actual construction in the Greek language is, it says he commands. It's not a suggestion. Jesus commands that we pray without ceasing, but then he tells us what he wants us to pray. Not repeat this Lord's Prayer. You know, it's okay to repeat it, but that's not the goal. He wants us to do what it says. And what's that first phrase we just said? We're supposed to address our prayers to our Father who art in heaven. What should come to our mind when we think of our Father in heaven? Let me read to you what God wants to come to your mind. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with the everlasting burnings? How are we supposed to live in the sight of this consuming, holy, awesome God? Now, do you remember at the beginning I told you when I introduced this lesson a few minutes ago, I told you that Isaiah never recovered from chapter 6 when he was called into the ministry, when he saw the Lord high and lifted up and the robe of his train filled the temple, or the long train of his robe filled the temple and smoke and all that. And then the fire on the coal that cleansed him, his mouth. Do you remember all that? That's what the Lord wants. Look back at the slide. We need to see the devouring fire. We need to see the consuming holiness of God. God wants us, and here you can look up, seeing the devouring fire reminds us how Isaiah saw the Lord. Isaiah felt his holiness. Isaiah experienced the sanctifying power and cleansing and consecration God offers. But it wasn't a one-time event. It wasn't just in chapter 6. It led to a lifelong pursuit of this reverence, of pausing, like the Lord's Prayer said, and thinking about how am I going to dwell in the sight of this consuming holy God? I know how. Look what it says in your Bible. He who walks righteously and speaks uprightly and despises gain, who stops his ears from... It's choices in my heart for pleasing God. That's what makes me, sanctification makes me useful. What is sanctification? Allowing God to take over more and more of my life so I'm useful. Surrendering more and more of my life. Look back at your slides. We see the devouring fire. Next, we get the offer of experiencing God continuously. Now look up and let me read to you Matthew 1. And you know that from the the Christmas story, but look what Matthew 1 tells us in verse 23. Do you remember in Isaiah 7, it says that a virgin will conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel? That's Isaiah 7. It's repeated right here in Matthew 1. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. What's the rest of the verse? Which is translated, God with us. Do you see? Look back at your slide. This is the offer to experience God with us, to experience God continuously with us. That's what the Lord wants.